For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Woolery. Severe storms swept through Indiana Wednesday, damaging parts of northern and central Indiana. Wish TV reports survey teams are assessing whether tornadoes or strong winds caused the destruction. Officials confirmed an EF1 tornado hit Gary. Crews will inspect damage in Bartholomew County, where this homeowner took a major hit.
We had straight-line winds, what they called in 2017, and we lost a couple of our barns. With some damage to the house. This, of course, we can't see everything, but it looks way worse.
Other locations with damage include Hendricks and Cass counties. The storms knocked out power in several areas. Cleanup efforts are underway across the state today. Residents are sharing the photos and videos of damage online. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit challenging Indiana's stance on Delta 8 THC and other low THC hemp products. Howard News gathering partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle report the plaintiffs, including 3 Chai and Midwest Hemp Council, argued Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita's opinion violated federal law. Judge James Sweeney ruled the opinion is not binding or state law, leaving enforcement to local authorities. The case could return to state court, while lawmakers remain divided on clarifying the product's legality. This is Indiana News Now. Police charged a Newcastle church treasurer with stealing more than $214,000. Fox 59 reports. Investigators say 42-year-old Amy Nunn confessed in letters after church officials discovered missing funds. She allegedly used church money for gambling, vacations, and personal expenses from 2020 through this year. Officials say the thefts drained the church's account. Nunn told police she made accidental withdrawals, but admitted to using church funds as her own. A local family now has answers about their daughter thanks to the Indiana University Rare Disease Clinic. CBS 4 reports Maddie Hardman, a fourth grader, struggled with feeding, speech, and mobility delays. Tests provided no answers for years. At 9, she entered the clinic, where genetic testing revealed a rare neurodevelopmental disorder linked to the DOC3 gene. Her mom, Sarah, reacted to the news.
I bawled. I had genetics come across my phone, and I knew it was about that year mark, and they were going to be checking in with us. I hope it gives people hope not to give up.
Maddie's parents hope her diagnosis helps future cases and gives families hope. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.